And we are back. So thankful that you are with us for this evening segment of the third day of 2025 Fall Share-a-thon for Mater Dei Radio's Rejoice in Hope. And we're so thankful for everyone who has been so generous. We made it through the first half. We are now entering the second half of this year's Fall Share-a-thon. The first half, we met all of our goals collectively, bringing nothing forward. So we just need to tackle hour by hour the need assigned to that hour. And we've already got some gifts coming in. Very thankful for that. Sarah, we also have a very special guest this hour. And Rolando's in the in the studio as well. So I think we've got some thank yous that came in over the break.
Yes, we did.
Oh, great. Let's get to those thank yous, and then Sarah's going to introduce our special guest for the hour.
All right. We'd like to thank...
Not that you're not a special guest.
Oh, you're... Well, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Father Anselm.
Well, yeah,
special guest.
Oh, he's giving it away.
Spoil it.
Okay, let's get to those thank yous. We'd like to thank Thu from Our Lady of Lavang in Portland.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mary from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Beaverton.
Nice.
Prayers and thanks for Father Jeff that was on earlier today. Jill and Jeremy from Salem St. Joseph's Parish, thank you for your donation.
Wonderful.
Don and Christine from Salem St. Joseph's as well. And congrats to Mr. Moreno.
Oh,
me,
very nice.
To Rolando.
nice.
Thank you for that call.
We got Dick from Holy Redeemer in Portland in honor of St. Teresa. Say hello to everyone there. Then Jeff from Portland, that's St. Michael the Archangel Parish. Prayers for his son. Dolly from St. Clair, and she's from Tigard. And Roger and Alicia North Plains, St. Edwards,
wow,
for their family. Lucy from Tualatin Resurrection Parish. Prayers for sister's family suffering virus in the Philippines.
Oh, my
prayers,
goodness.
Intentions, and but lots of gifts and lots of thank yous.
Thank you for that, Rolando. Now, here's the thing. Dick, it said in honor of St. Teresa of Avila. This is a thing. Whenever you have like St. Teresa of Avila and St. Therese the Little Flower, some people get them mixed up. Now, you can't.
Some people do.
Honestly, that's kind of a difficult thing to do because they are so different and both so wonderful in their own individual sainthood. And so, anyway, I did that earlier. So, my apologies for that. But thank you, Dick, for honoring St. Teresa of Avila.
Hey, you were in the right month, right? You
got
both
of them. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you had the right first
almost
name.
The same first name.
Yeah, they're both Carmelites.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, you're,
yeah. Right, yeah.
You're on the right track
well, right,
there.
Yeah, I don't think they're arguing with each other up there, so I think we're okay.
I think so. And I love hearing all those thank yous because, I mean, it's just amazing to hear how many people are so supportive of us. And I love hearing all the variety of where everybody's from. And we've got from Washington up and down the valley, a lot from the Willamette Valley, especially there in Salem. And our next guest is also in the Willamette Valley. So I'm really excited that today we get to talk with Father Anselm Flores at Mount Angel Abbey. Hello,
my
Father.
Goodness.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here, especially on the Feast of St. Teresa of Avila.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited that you're here, Father. And we're going to get into some great conversations. We have some exciting things to share with our listeners. But first, Dave, maybe we should get the phones ringing
yeah,
for Father
well,
Anselm's
let's,
hour.
Let's do this. I'm going to let us know. I'm going to introduce what our goal, what our need is, what the burden associated with this hour is. And then, Father, if you would lead us in prayer, I'll give the phone number as well to get us started. But our need for this particular hour, $3,000, $3,000. Now, here's the thing. Every dollar raised during this hour for the next 55 minutes, every single dollar raised all the way up to that $3,000 is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So we need as many phone calls as can come in, as many gifts online as well. We can go all the way up to $3,000. It'd be very, very difficult if we don't get there because these are matching pledge dollars meant for this particular hour. We'd love to have them taken off the desk and put into the coffers during this hour that we might have a $6,000 hour.
Wow.
But we are going to need 16 individual gifts to get there.
Okay.
Now, we've already gotten some online gifts, too. It sounds like
one online
and one online
call.
And one on the phone. So that takes us down to 14. I'm going to put 16 circles on the piece of paper. Two will have already been marked out. 14 to go. That telephone number to call, 888 823 5286 888 823 5286. We love to hear those phones ring. Now, if you prefer to go online, you could do that as well, materdeiradio.com. We still love those gifts. So any way you could give it, or on the Hail Mary Media mobile app, we would love to hear from you that way as well. But I have to tell you, if you have the time, it doesn't take a lot longer. If you have an extra minute, we'd love for you to call, just because the joy of the phone ringing, and we have volunteers standing by, ready to take your telephone calls. 888-823-5286. $3,000 the goal. $3,000 of matching pledge dollars available. A $6,000 hour is what is in front of us for the next 53 minutes.
I got to say, I'm proud of you for getting through the phone number without getting sidetracked by a squirrel.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There was a squirrel loose in here earlier. Dave was distracted. Well, for our listeners, I know so many of you
I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I'm sorry. See, now I'm interrupting Sarah. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Okay. Sorry, Father. We're a little loopy over here. So. I know so many of our listeners love Mount Angel Abbey. I mean, people come from all over the country, but especially the Pacific Northwest, to spend time at Mount Angel. So if you've ever been able to experience Mount Angel, this would be the hour to call in honor of Mount Angel Abbey. Even if you, maybe you pray along with them with Liturgy of the Hours on our Hail Mary Media app. You can do that. If you've ever done that, or if you've listened to any of our interviews and content with them and been inspired by that, this is your time to call 888-823-5286, or you can go to that Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com. Father Anselm, we have had so many opportunities to collaborate and work together with the Abbey and with you in particular over the past many years. And you are a recently ordained priest. So maybe you can share with us a little bit about your life as a Benedictine monk and what do you do there at the Abbey?
Yeah, sure. I could do that, definitely. So like Sarah was mentioning, I was just recently ordained, so I'm still a kind of fresh baby priest. So I was ordained in late June. And that has, you know, as a monk, that's changed my life quite a bit, especially spiritually and in my interaction with the people who come to the hilltop. So as a monk, you know, as we have about 50 monks living here, and our whole life, our whole vocation in life is really to pray for the world and pray for the church. So we gather together 6 times a day in the church to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, interceding on behalf of the world to God. So that's really my main vocation as a monk. And accompanying that, we have jobs that we do during the day. So we don't pray all day, but we pray 6 times a day, and the rest of the day we work. So that's the famous Benedictine motto, you know, pray, prayer, and work. And we have a lot of things we do on the hilltop. We have a brewery, we have a library, we have a school, a seminary. We handle a parish, a guest house. We have a bookstore and coffee house. So there's a lot of work that monks do up here. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed after my ordination in working in those places is that I can encounter the people who come up here in sacramental ways now. So in spirit, in confession, to be able to speak to people and offer absolution is such a beautiful thing. I mean, to offer the mercy of God to people, to console them in that way sacramentally. And of course, the most beautiful thing is to celebrate Eucharist, to be able to celebrate Eucharist as a priest, and to say, this is my body, this is my blood. And then to have that in your hands and to offer the people that gift that God has given us in the Eucharist.
Wow.
Such a beautiful thing. So that's a kind of general sketch of our life at the monastery and a little bit of how it's changed, how the priesthood has changed my life up here. Not too much, but just a little bit of background, I guess.
Oh, thank you, Father. That's beautiful, and it's so beautiful to hear you speak about the sacraments of confession and Eucharist that way. I think, I mean, people come to the Abbey for so many different reasons. There's so much going on up there. But, I mean, at the heart of it is prayer, is the encounter with Christ, especially in the sacraments. So that is so beautiful. Well, I wanted to share with our listeners during this hour, we've been working on a project, Mater Dei Radio and Mount Angel Abbey. We've been working on lots of different projects for many years. I mean, we have you guys on the morning show quite often, and lots of other things we've been doing, but we have a new project coming up. And Father Anselm, I'm so excited about this because all the things you're talking about, we're able to share that with more people. We're able to invite people to visit the Abbey in a different way, not in person, but in a new way. So maybe you want to share with our listeners, what have we been working on?
Yeah, well, that, yeah. Such a tease, but but yeah. So you know, one thing that's beautiful about the Hilltop, and I see it, I see this in the people that come here. They say this all the time, and this is part of what drew me to the Hilltop, to at the monastery. The monastery really is a kind of lighthouse set upon a hill, and people come to it because it's a place of peace, it's a place of serenity, it's a place of real encounter with God. And people feel that. I mean, when they're coming up the hill, there's really a change in atmosphere and air. Mm-hmm. And it's the atmosphere of Christ's peace. And we wish that everyone could come on the Hilltop, you know, but not everyone can buy a plane ticket. Not everyone can drive up here. So one of the projects we've been working on is to start a podcast. And the podcast is titled Hilltop Hangouts. And we titled that because we want to share what the monastery is. We want to share our experiences at the monastery on the Hilltop. We have so many beautiful people, so many beautiful monks, so many beautiful friends up here who are so knowledgeable and spiritual about many things. And we just want to share that with you, with the whole world. So we want to hang out with you, in other words. So Hilltop Hangout. So it's supposed to be like 15, 20 minute episodes where you can put us in your car, turn us on and hang out with us. And we'll just talk about spiritual topics. It'll be a kind of mini retreat on your drive.
That's right. We are so excited for Hilltop Hangouts, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, Father Anselm. But I, like you said, I'm so excited about this and to give people a way to visit the Abbey even when they can't be there in person. So this is one of the projects that we're able to do here at Mater Dei Radio. And one of the things that I love about my job, oh, thank you for that gift, is that what I love about my job is that we get to work with so many amazing religious orders, with different parishes, with different ministries, and really partner together and to really be able to reach people in a new way. And so I've been so excited. We've been talking about this specific project, I think, all year, and we're getting very close to finally releasing it. So that will be out before the end of this year. And it's going to be a video and audio series. And we'll give people a little bit more details later, but listeners, when you support Mater Dei Radio, you allow us to bring new projects like this, and like, we're so excited that we have a new project to share with you and to help you experience Christ in a new way. And so please call in and support our work. I have not heard the phone ring except at the very beginning.
And we had another gift online.
And we had another gift online.
In looking for 16, four individual gifts, and we need 12 more. 12 perfect gifts to come. We've got about 45 minutes to get there. We're going to be taking a short break here in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, let's get these phone lines filled up. Let's get a trinity of calls. Let's get a call in honor of the Father, a call in honor of the Son, and a call in honor of the Holy Spirit. A trinity of calls before we go to break, because as you pointed out, Sarah, that is what makes the support, particularly on an hour like this. We have a goal of $3,000. But you also have $3,000 of matching pledge opportunity, too. So here we go. $3,000 can be matched all the way up. Those gifts can be matched all the way up to $3,000, turning $3,000 into $6,000. That is what allows us to go forward and create these new opportunities, gain new listeners, and bring highlight to such wonderful things all around us. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. Let's get that trinity of calls. Again, $3,000 of matching pledge dollars available this hour. If you wanted to give that $1,000 gift, we could match that dollar for dollar right now. You want to get that $100 a month, we multiply that times 12 months. Then we match that $1,200. Any gift in between, we can match dollar for dollar right now. One-time gifts or monthly gifts. And again, those monthly gifts multiply by 12 months and then match. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Online at MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
And I'm excited, too. We have a update on our prayer shawls. Father Anselm, I don't know if you remember this from before, but we have these beautiful prayer shawls that people are able to get with a donation of $7.50 or more. You know, we had only had a couple go out earlier in the week, and then David Endress, our former morning show host, he came in this morning and he got them moving. And now we have most of them up on the website now. And so I might have to dig into our bin of extras if they keep going like they have today. But we have a one that's Dusty Rose, Evergreen, and then there's also a Blue Twilight and Salt and Pepper.
Blue Twilight is my favorite of the new offerings.
It's very nice. Yeah. So we really.
Rolando in the studio. So we've got some folks to thank, Rolando. Oh, he's making his way over. I caught him off guard. Here he is. All right, let's get some thank yous in there, get the phones ringing, and then we're going to take a quick break.
Yes, we'd like to thank Al from St. Brigida Parish here in Portland, and prayers for his children.
Awesome. So, thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al, for your gift.
Thank you, Al. 888-823-5286. Again, those prayer shawls, $750 gift one time or $62.50 a month. We'll bring one of those home for you. You can go online and see the various options available for those prayer shawls. 888-823-5286 and see what your favorite is. Mine is definitely Blue Twilight. What did you say for this one, Sarah?
What did I say?
Do you have a favorite?
I really like that one too. The Blue Twilight's really nice. It's triangular. It's almost like a cape.
Yeah,
I really like the cape one. So it's folded in a triangle shape, so you know it's a triangle. But it unfolds to like a really cool cape. So
I like it. Let's get a trio of phone calls in right now. How about somebody claiming one of those prayer shawls? Again, to take a look at those, just go to the website. And while you're there, you can make your gift at MatreDayRadio.com. Or you can go on the Hail Mary Media app. Or we'd love it if you made that telephone call to 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Four gifts in, looking for a total of 16, 12 to go. We'd love to add yours as we go to break. We'll be right back. Aaron, do you have a siren? Do you have a siren of any type? You know what a siren? I hope I'm saying that correctly in my Midwestern accent. Siren. Like
a siren?
Oh. Do you have one of those?
Siren?
Siren. Yeah, siren.
I'll look. I don't know that I do.
If you have a it's not a Midwestern accent, by the way. I don't mean to offend
people. No, that's not
it. I don't mean to offend people in the Midwest. It's my little small town outside of Columbus, Ohio accent. Do you have a siren that I could set off while I'm going down the creek? I mean, because come on here. I need a little something. We need to let people know we're in a situation here, brothers and sisters. We are in a situation here, dear listeners. That phone has not been ringing a bit. Hasn't rung in just about 7-8 minutes. Now, we started off, bam. Like we came in, we had online gifts. We had the phone ringing. All was looking good. Then what often happens, you start having an interesting conversation. And I have to love interesting conversations. People don't want to break away from that, and then the phones ringing. So we're going to mix this up. We're going to get phones ringing. We're going to play the siren, 888-823-5286. Get those phones ringing, 888-823-5286.
I'll tell you what, Dave. I'm sorry. I interrupted. No, that was on me. I interrupted.
Yeah,
I
finished the number.
Please
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
888-823-5286, in case you didn't catch me, or in case I interrupted you. I don't have a
Siren or a siren?
Siren. I don't have a siren. yeah. But I do have this because we are doubling your gift.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's the Daily Double, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
It is the Daily Double. And when we have that, we cannot not take advantage of
that's
it.
Right.
That's very, very difficult when you have someone coming forward with a generous gift saying, bunch of people come in, match this. I'll give you this single gift right away as soon as it's matched. When you call in your $100, you're not waiting. Your $100 gets matched right then. When you call in that $30 a month, we multiply that by 12 months, $360. You give your $30 over 12 months, but we get that matching $360 right now. That is
right.
Why these matching pledge gift hours are so important. And so let's get the phones ringing. 888-823-5286. $3,000 of matching pledge dollars, and we've got an update.
We do have an update. We are $600 in.
All right.
And that leaves $2,400 left to match.
Yeah, and
all
so
right.
What we need to do now, we've got a strategy here because four are in and calculated. That's what makes up that $600. We're looking for 12 more. One of those 12 is going to need to be that of that significant dollar amount. $100, I'm sorry, $1,000, $1,200, $100 a month or more. And then the rest of it will be everyone, those 11 other callers and donors giving at whatever level you can to get us all the way to that $3,000. So first and foremost, let's get those phone lines filled up with a variance of degree, you know, variance of amounts, both monthly and one time. 888-823-5286. Terry, no longer. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary media app.
You know, somebody once said, I want an unfair advantage.
Yeah, that's right. Will Rogers is the person who said
okay.
that. Yep, Will Rogers.
I was quoting
said
you, but
no, but all he said, all I asked for is an unfair advantage.
So, Father, would you lead us in a prayer? We neglected to have you pray right off the top of the bat. So, if you could lead us in a prayer, that would be fantastic.
Oh, sure. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, we trust and we have faith that you accompany us in the pilgrimage of our lives, a pilgrimage that we undertake in hope. Inflame in our hearts the love of you and of our neighbor, and enlighten our understanding and mind so that we may see you in the beauty of all things, in the beauty of your creation, in the beauty of your church, and in the beauty of the unknown person across from us. Inspire us this hour so that we may speak about you more eloquently and more lovely, so that all could be led more deeply into your mystery. Mm. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you so much, Father. This hour we have Father Anselm Flores from Mount Angel Abbey here with us. And Father, I think we really needed that prayer. we're at the halfway point of Share-a-thon, and we're getting a little stir crazy in here. So we appreciate you praying with us. Now, Father, I wanted to talk. As you were praying, I was thinking about that we're in the Jubilee year of hope, that we're pilgrims of hope, and not just in this Jubilee year, but in our whole life, right? We are journeying toward heaven. What comes to mind is a phrase that I have heard often up at the Abbey, or I've seen it printed around the Abbey, which is seek things above. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that phrase, what that means, and maybe that how that can kind of relate to us as we're journeying toward heaven.
Yes, that's a good phrase to think about during this Jubilee year of hope. And you know what it's saying is basically the world is passing. You know, the time is passing. We're unsure about certain realities that are around us. We don't know about our circumstances with our family, our friends, in our jobs and in our lives. But there is one thing that we are certain of because of our faith, and that is that Jesus Christ has died for us out of love for us and is resurrected and ascended at the right hand of God. So when we say seek things above, It really means we should set our hearts not on earthly things that are passing, but on heavenly and spiritual things that are eternal. And that's something that we can't quite see on this side of eternity yet. That's why we have hope. Mm. Because on the one hand, it's sure. It's sure because of our faith. We have faith because Jesus has promised it to us. But at the same time, we have to hope for it also, because even though we have faith, we can't see it clearly. So we have to seek things above. And, you know, the perfect image for this, I think, and it fits, the perfect image for this is the ascension. Mm. So, you know, everyone's probably familiar with it as one of the mysteries of the rosary.
Sure.
And actually, one of the virtues that we pray for in the ascension, in meditating upon the ascension, is the virtue of hope. And on the one hand, it's a hope in following our Lord who has ascended into heaven. But on the other hand, you know, when you ask the question, where is the Lord going? It's not like he's going to another place. What's actually happening in the ascension and in seeking things above is that when our Lord ascends, his presence is no longer bound by his physical body that he had on earth, but his presence is now everywhere.
Mm. Wow.
So the ascension of our Lord into heaven means that he's no longer located like, oh, Jesus is there. But now
he's in one place.
But now, yeah, it's not that he's in one place. Now Jesus is everywhere. He's in me. He's in you. He's in the beauty of the creation that we see. And so actually, if we go back to that scriptural phrase, seek things above. Mm. Seek things above also means seek things around you. Mm. Seek Christ around you. Not just keep your heads looking up, because if you remember in the scene of the Acts, you know, the apostles, the disciples are looking up and the angels say, "Hey, what are you guys looking at?"
Why are you just standing there?
Yeah, why are you standing there? See, seeking the one who ascended. But part of hope, part of what, you know, invigorates our hope and inflames our hope is, yes, on the one hand, we're seeking the hope that is in heaven. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we believe that hope we can access now, that our union with the love of God in the Trinity at the end of our lives in eternity is accessible now. And it's accessible now because he is ascended. And it's accessible through the daily interactions that we have with people.
Mm. Wow.
It's ordinary.
Mm. I love that. Thank you, Father. And I think you're right. Like it we forget that we can find Christ all around us and, you know, encounter him in the people around us, like you said, in creation and through the sacraments especially, but in all aspects of our lives. And that's something that I really love about learning more about Mount Angel Abbey. I was lucky enough that I got to grow up near there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Was there quite often growing up, and now I still am there quite often too. But I think that I really have learned a lot watching the monks and seeing how they find Christ in every part of their day. Like Father was talking about before the break about, you know, they're praying, they're working all day, but Christ is always part of that. And I think that's one of the things that's so beautiful about all the activities that you do up there as well, Fathers. I think you're a good example for the rest of us of how we can discover Christ in every moment of our day. And so like you said, you're not just praying all day, but you're running all kinds of different activities, but you're able to bring Christ into all of those. And one of the things I love about the Abbey, there's I mean, like you said, there's the brewery, which is a great place to visit, but like when you go visit there, it's not about just drinking beer. It's a place of hospitality. It's a place of friendship and finding the Lord in those moments. And so I think there's so many different things that you do up there. I know you just had this summer, you had the St. Benedict Festival. I had a great time there. And there's so many ways that you can discover Christ in the different activities and crafts and art that you do up there. And I just love that, again, you find Christ in all of those in a different way, of course, through prayer, through the sacraments, all of those things. And so one of the things I love about the radio here is that we get to talk about those activities. When the St. Benedict Festival is coming up, we always have at least one, if not multiple, of the monks here on the morning show talking about it. We talked about the Bach Festival this summer. There were so many different things that we were always trying to really amplify here at Mater Dei Radio. And so for our listeners, if you want to help, you know, spread what the monks at Mount Angel are doing with more people, help get the word out about these wonderful events, you can really support that by supporting us. Thank you for that call. So please call us at 888-823-5286. You can also go to materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app, and you're just able to really just increase the reach of somewhere like Mount Angel Abbey, because you're helping us to share this with more people.
Let me jump in here and reset the table. We're looking for 16 individual gifts. Our goal for this hour, $3,000. We have a $3,000 matching pledge, brothers and sisters. This is a dollar-for-dollar match. That means as soon as you call in your gift, we are able to match it. As soon as you go online and make your gift at Mater Dei Radio, we are able to match that right when you make it. The Hail Mary Media app, the exact same thing. As soon as you make that gift, if it's a one-time gift, we match it immediately dollar for dollar. If it's a monthly gift, we multiply it first by 12 months, and then we match it dollar for dollar. If you're going to give $10 a month, we get a $120 matching gift. If you're going to give $30 a month, we get $360 matching pledge. If you're going to step up to that apostle level, $100 a month, we get immediately, not over 12 months, but we get immediately that $1,200 matching gift as part of this $3,000 matching pledge fund for this particular hour. Can you make that phone call? Help us whittle this down. Again, six calls in, six individual gifts in. We need 10 more at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. And so here, I want to go over quickly the gifts associated with each of these levels. We haven't talked about this a lot, but we have some very significant gifts that we would like to give to you when you give at a particular level. And remember, these gifts are cumulative. So if you start at one level and then you go to the next, you get both gifts. If
That's
you
right.
go three or four levels, you get all three or four gifts. The first level is that $10 a month or $120 as a one-time gift, and you will receive a year of art with Our Lady calendar. Beautiful. I'm not talking about your regular calendar. These are works of art of Our Lady and just absolutely beautiful. They have the saints' days listed. They have the color associated with that day liturgically, so you can follow that as well. Just a beautiful, beautiful calendar that we will send you in Thanksgiving for your $10 a month or more or $120 or more one-time gift. If you were to step that up and give that dollar a day gift, that $30 a month or $360 as a one-time gift, then we will send you not only the calendar, we will still send you the calendar, but we'll also send you a box of Petite Truffles, a Christmas collection. And my understanding is that you guys did a little taste test.
Insisted that we do a taste test.
Yeah. And what was your favorite, Sarah?
I think I liked the butter rum. I think that was my favorite.
Because you get an assortment, right? So you're getting an assortment. So.
Yes, and these are from not the Benedictine monks, the Brigittine monks over in Amity. But they're delicious.
Now, when you step up and do that $62.50 a month or $750 as a one-time gift, we're going to send you the Nativity of Jesus mini wooden icon for the Christmas season. Hang it on your tree. Hang it somewhere prominent so that people can see it. A beautiful, beautiful nativity scene on that icon, that mini wooden icon. But now, right now, with the special offer, you could also get that prayer shawl.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity.
Add that prayer shawl to it. Now, we will send you these gifts. They'll say, would you like the gifts? And you say, yes. If you want the prayer shawl, you have to say, I'd like the prayer shawl
and
as well.
Which one
so
you
please,
want.
Yeah. And then identify right. which one. Now, when you step up to what I call the apostle level, which is $100 a month or $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, you are invited to a special gathering at Lady Hill Winery. Again, anyone donating at that $1,200 level, invited to a private gathering at Lady Hill Winery, located on a fifth-generation farm in the beautiful countryside near St. Paul, Oregon. Enjoy fellowship in the stunning Columban Hall while sampling delicious, expertly crafted wine sourced from the best vineyards in the Pacific Northwest. Many thanks to owners Jerry and Elaine Owen for
Jerry.
Making...
Jerry and Elaine are dear
You're
friends
so
of
fabulous,
mine,
yeah.
and
oh,
I,
wow.
I occasionally help in the tasting room there, so I know this place very well. And
Sarah's
I will...
not only tasting the truffle; she's tasting the
oh,
the wine.
Yes, I, tasting, yes, yeah. absolutely. And Father Anselm, I know that Lady Hill Wine is usually at I think it was the St. Benedict Festival. You have just an amazing assortment of local wines, but I remember that you had that this summer, a whole array. I think you were serving at one point, which is I think at a fun part of the festival is the monks are serving you all the wine.
God.
There's a huge counter with, I mean, I don't know, what did you have, like 30 different options, Father?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there were a lot.
and that St. Benedict Festival was so much fun. So anyway, yes, all that to say, that gathering at Lady Hill Winery is going to be just spectacular. Father, really quickly, maybe you can give us just maybe a little bit of encouragement. Why is it so important that we have Catholic media? I think you and I and all of our staff from both of our organizations, we've been talking about, you know, our new project, the Hilltop Hangouts podcast. And so we've had a lot of good discussion about why we need new media in the Catholic world. So maybe you can just give people a little encouragement. Why do we need Catholic radio and Catholic media in general?
Yes. You know, that's a good question. And I think, you know, you could ask the question, where are people now learning about the world? You know, where are people getting their information? And a lot of it is coming from social media. A lot of it is coming from places that are, you know, just really loud. And Catholics need to engage in that. They need to engage in that kind of realm of discourse. And it's so important to have strong and knowledgeable and spiritual, pure voices in those worlds, because otherwise there won't be people speaking on behalf of Christianity anymore. You know, it's a sad reality. People aren't reading books. People aren't reading books anymore. They're always on the internet. And if the Catholic Church is not on the internet, well, it's not, the Catholic Church won't be on people's minds. And so It's a really important work of evangelization. I mean, it is a real apostolic work because it's a new way of preaching the gospel now, you know, through the airwaves, you can say, through these new forms of media. In some ways, it's the apostolic age again, in just a new form.
That's right. Oh, thank you, Father.
And it is time, brothers and sisters. We are creeping up on that break that we're going to take, heading into the top of the hour, and then all hands on deck as we come toward the top of the hour. We just heard that phone ring. That takes us to gift number 6 of 16. So we are still in need of 10 individual gifts as we make our way to the top of the hour. Let's get the phone lines filled. We've got one on the line now. Let's get three more as we go to break. 888-823-5286. Shooting for, hoping for, praying for that trinity of calls as we go to break right now at 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Remember, we have $3,000 of matching pledge dollars available this hour. Still about 2,400 of those dollars left. Call now, 888-823-5286. We'll be right back. And we are back, so grateful, so thankful that you are with us. A bit of a mountain to climb, but we are glad you are climbing it with us. Right now, we've got a wonderful conversation going on.
That's right. We have Father Anselm Flores with us from Mount Angel Abbey, and we are coming just at the end of this hour. And I've just had a great time talking with Father, and we've been sharing about our new podcast that we are working on together, the Hilltop Hangouts podcast. And so we are so excited for this project. But Father, we are going to ask you to close us in prayer. We got a little. After that, we'll have a little bit more time, but we're going to have you close us in prayer now and then send you on your way. So if you could please close this hour for us.
Yes. So why don't I actually use St. Teresa of Avila's prayer?
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
And it's a popular prayer, but I'll say that as our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. St. Teresa of Avila,
pray for us.
Thank you very much, Father. What a powerful way to end our time with you. Thank you very much. A wonderful reminder of the person whose memorial it is today and her encouragement to us. Remain peaceful in all circumstances. Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. And here we go, brothers and sisters. We are looking for a total of 16 gifts for this hour. Right now, 6 in, 10 to go. We can divide them up on the telephone, online, on the Hail Mary media app, however you would like to do it. We have matching pledge dollars available to us, about 2,400 of them. We'd like to take advantage of as much of those matching pledge dollars as possible. And as much of those as possible would be $3,000, by the way. So that's $2,400 from now. Brenda, superstar, joining us in the studio. And here's the thing. To get there,
Yes. We're
going to need those 10 individual gifts. But we're going to need somebody giving it that $1,200 mark or that $100 a month. And then everybody else joining in to make up the rest.
All right. So we're going to start getting those phones ringing. It looks like some people was listening this hour. They were moved to pledge.
Yeah.
Thank you to Joseph at St. Henry's. Thank you so much for that pledge. And he is asking for prayers for all people suffering from cancer. You know, that is such a, difficult thing for so many families that go through that. So you can be assured that we will pray for your intention. And Maureen, thank you so much for your pledge. She goes to Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver. I know that priest, and I know that deacon.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that deacon.
9 minutes left. It always makes me think. When there's 9 minutes left, it makes me think of my best time ever on the mile. 888-823-5286.
That one.
9 minute mile. That's slow. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's about.
Okay.
You're just about walking.
Especially
at that point.
Half mile.
Yeah, half mile. Then you're crawling.
Now,
I
see,
think.
That's basically mine. I'm about ready to go backwards.
888-823-5286. Is that the phone ringing? There we go. All right.
Like
phones
it.
Are ringing. Phones will be ringing.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Now 9 more. 888-823-5286. Online at matredayradio.com. Or on the Hail Mary media app.
Got an update. We have $1,140 in.
Oh, nice. Right. Okay.
1,860 to go. 1,860.
It took a little. Okay, good deal. That's
took
good.
A little trip.
Yeah.
There
oh,
right.
there we
Thank
go.
You
There's
for
another
that
phone
call.
Call
Thank
in.
You, Sal. All right.
We're looking for 8 more now. 8 down, 8 to go.
All right. What we really would love to do is hear that bell ring. That would get us well just within, shot of that goal. That is for sure.
Get that bell ringing. We're within $600 or so. But again, that's what it's going to take. We need that one bell ringer coming in at $100 a month or more, $1,000 or more as a one-time gift. And then, bam, we've got just a little bit of the mountain to climb between the rest of us, the other 5 of us. But let's talk to you, dear brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, we need 8 altogether. So that would be 7 remaining. Let me talk to the 7 of you. First, we've already put out that call to the one who could make that significant gift of $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, $100 or more as a monthly gift. That is not in the wheelhouse of all of us. You know who you are. You know if that is in your wheelhouse. So I'm just asking you, 888-823-5286 to make that phone call now. We're going to assume that you will do that. 888-823-5286. That's going to leave us with about $660 after that phone call comes in. So now for the rest of us, for the other seven of you who are going to occupy those phone lines and online and on that Hail Mary media app, what portion of that can you take? Can you take $50? Can you take $100? Can someone step forward and do $25 a month? How about that dollar a day club? That would be fabulous. Sure. A couple of those, and that wipes out the rest of that that remaining amount. Bam!
Absolutely.
There you go.
Thank you for that,
Paul. I think that's the bell ringer. So now we got to work on the rest. Yeah,
we're going to work on the rest. All right. All of you oblates who spend time down there at Mount Angel, this is your hour to support.
Oh, amen to
that. You know, anytime, we talk about this often, anytime that you spend at Mount Angel is time, well, it's blessed time. It is time closer to heaven. And so if you have ever spent time down there with the monks, enjoying, you know, a fine pint at the brewery, let us know that you love Mount Angel, you love their spirituality, you love that beautiful blessing that they are for our community. I mean, come on. It's down the road for us to be able to spend time. That beautiful guest house, they are offering retreats for us all of the time.
Amen.
All of the time. So come on, Oblates, it's time for you to call in. 888-823-5286. Let us support Mater Dei Radio in this hour for Mount Angel.
I like the way you put it. In the words of Brenda, come on, come on. Let's go. 888-823-5286. 4 minutes left, 4 perfect minutes left. That phone call takes us down to a need of 7. We really believe we got that bell ringer that just came in. That's the rest of us now taking up that that $660. 888-8, remember, they're matching pledge dollars too, though. We can't forget that.
Absolutely.
Because look, that's $1,860 represents what, $3,720. $3,720 is what's at stake here in the next 3.5 minutes. 888-823-52. You can't believe I did that math in my head, could you? 888-823-5286. Telephone number to call, materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. 3 minutes left.
We might have one open line, but keep on calling because that means Deb will answer the phone, then Sarah will smile, and then I'll answer the phone if you guys keep calling.
How great would that be if we got that all that filled up in the next 3 minutes? It's almost what it's going to take. And then some folks giving online and on the app as well.
Wow, you guys have done amazing work this hour. What a great discussion. And these calls are really starting to come in now. So let's get to the rest of this hill. Let's take the rest of this pledge, get it taken care of so that way we can move on to our next guest in our next hour, ready to take on to the next pledge hour. So we've got a little ways to go. We need to keep the momentum going. We need to keep that phone ringing. Please, in any amount, just give us a call. 888-823-5286.
I told you. It was the bell ringer. I felt it. I knew it. There we go. Now, $660. Let's do it.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go.
I could hear those monks singing that song from Mount Angel.
2 minutes now, and we've got to get the rest of that 660 now that bell ringer came in. We need you on the phone. And you were listening going, oh, they're not going to get that bell ringer. Yeah, we did. Got that. But we're waiting on you now at 888-823-5286, now needing just 6 gifts. All of us working together to raise that last $660, or somebody call and say, you know what? I'll make up the rest of
that. Rest.
Another bell ringer, I'm hearing. No?
Oh,
I think so.
I think maybe. So.
We need the bell. We need the bell. There.
That's it.
Oh, it is. It's another bell ringer.
Two in a row.
All right. There.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
There we go.
Our executive deacon is in here dancing. I love it. That is phenomenal.
There you go. The bell makes him dance. Now, this is the thing. And dear listener, you're probably not aware of this. since Monday at 7 a.m. As for every hour that I am on the air, I'm walking on a treadmill. That's what they say. And they tell me here at Mater Dei Radio, every time you make a goal, you get 5 minutes off the treadmill. So, man, I'm starting to breathe hard, and I really needed that 10-minute break that's going to come up. So,
yeah. Well,
10 minutes
it.
Off the treadmill, and then right back on it at 888-823-5286. We got two bell ringers, so I'm assuming we also made our goal.
I'm willing to bet we're over.
Yeah, there you go.
My math, I'm not a mathlete, as they say, but that pretty much should take us over. Yeah.
Okay. I'm horrible
at
math.
Well, my girl math says that we definitely did that.
Yeah. I'm horrible at math, but I will tell you, where I make it up is I speak good. Like I'm a really good speaker. Hey, I speak good. That's 888-82. Bam! And online gifts are coming in as well. 888-823-5286. Makes me think of Mrs. Bexley, my seventh grade English teacher. I would say, Mrs. Bexley, can I go to the bathroom? She said, I assume you can. May I, Mrs. Bexley, go to the bathroom? Then I could go.
She would say, no.
No, no, sit down and be quiet.
Holy cow, yeah. Two more coming in on the line. Our cup runneth over. Thank you so much for that. And as we said, and we'll talk more, that is just the ways that we meet the goals. That's what we need to keep the lights on. And then when we runneth over, those are the new ideas, the new programs, this future for Mater Dei Radio under our new leadership. Wow.
What an hour. Man.
I feel great. That was a great 10 minutes that I had to work on.
Well, you notice it all happened when you came in the room.
All
right. So
thank you to Father Anselm Flores.
Thank you
to Sarah for carrying most of that hour.
But now, I know this. No. We don't have the time, but I'm going to say this anyway. His conversation was so engaging, exactly what we knew would happen. Yeah. As soon as he was done, people started talking. They didn't want to miss it. To him. Didn't want to miss a single word. I don't blame you.
Don't blame you as well. All right, so we're going to regroup. Our next guest is ready to come on. And so stay with us. You are listening to Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Rejoice and hope. We'll be right back.